Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Last week was about rising bond yields. The US 10-year rose from 4.4 to 4.6%. The curve steepened. The difference between the 10-year and 2-year yield moved higher, a so-called bear steepener when long-term yields rise faster than short-term yields. And the market now prices in 0.6 rate hikes by December this year. The reasons were likely twofold. Higher oil prices after President Trump's visit to China did not resolve the situation with the Strait of Hormuz, and a spillover from UK rates, which spiked because of a leadership crisis under the current prime minister. Is the move in rates a signal or just noise for the equity markets? Not a signal yet, in our view, even though there could be a period of indigestion before we move higher. The US equity bull market rests on three strong legs. First, strong global government spending. The four largest economies in the world, the US, China, Germany, and Japan, which make up more than 50% of global GDP, are still in fiscal expansion mode. Second, strong consumer spending. Retail sales are up 0.5% month over month in the US in April. And third, strong corporate spending. AI data center CapEx now stands at 2.5% of US GDP and rising. So governments, consumers, and corporations are spending. Higher rates will likely dampen consumer spending on the margin as mortgage rates moved higher. However, it is unlikely to curtail government spending that has been agreed to by Congress or AI CapEx. The demand for compute is already withstanding very high electricity prices. And hyperscalers are not blinking when paying rates that can come in at a substantial premium to base rates. So growth is likely to remain strong in the short term. So what does history tell us about the relationship between rates and equity markets? The relationship is not linear. Let's first look at Fed hikes. It typically takes a sequence of hikes for the equity market to falter. One such example is 2000, where a sixth 50 basis points hike in May 2000 accelerated the decline of the Nasdaq. Right now, the Fed is not hiking, and the official Fed language still reflects an easing stance. The next question is then if there's a level of real rates that is problematic for the equity markets. History suggests that 10-year real rates of 2 to 2.5% could become trickier. Right now, the 10-year real rates are close to 2%. But the results are noisy and do not suggest negative returns on average. Also, a bear steepening of the curve is not a signal for an impending sell-off, and on average is followed by positive equity returns. And lastly, given that the market now is starting to price in a hike as a next move, it's helpful to see how the market trades into a first hike. The answer? Not differently from any other period. So to conclude, higher rates do not derail bull markets when growth remains strong, though there can be short-lived equity drawdowns when the market adjusts to a higher rate environment before getting back on its uptrend. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.